From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. This week we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain will travel to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will be meeting for the first time without Britain. The surprise vote has plunged Britain into political turmoil, with the leadership of both the Conservative and Labour parties in doubt. The First Minister of Scotland is still broaching the possibility of a new referendum on her nation leaving the United Kingdom. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute.
The most important thing is that all of us as leaders work together to provide as much continuity, as much stability, as much certainty as possible.
Kerry plans to meet with Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city still held by IS. Spaniards voted Sunday in a repeat election, hoping to break a political deadlock that began in December following the last election. The vote at that time gave no party enough support to form a government of its own. Political leaders were unable to form a ruling coalition. The results of today's election indicate a stronger showing for the Conservative People's Party, but still no one getting enough votes for a majority. This is VOA News. Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize relations, ending a six-year rift. The break in relations began in 2010 with an Israeli naval raid on a Turkish vessel that was trying to break the blockade of the Gaza Strip. An Israeli official confirmed the agreement Sunday. He said the two nations would exchange ambassadors. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded in days of ground and air raids near the Pakistani border. That was the sound as Panama officially opened an addition to its canal on Sunday for a new generation of super cargo ships. The opening caps a nine-year, $5.4 billion expansion project that will double shipping capacity. Two new U.S. political surveys Sunday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton with a growing lead in the U.S. presidential race. A Washington Post ABC News poll said support for Republican challenger Donald Trump has plunged in recent weeks, giving Clinton a 51-39% edge nationwide among registered voters. Just a month ago, a poll by the same news organizations had Trump ahead of the former U.S. Secretary of State, 46-44. Another poll, this one by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News, shows Clinton with a 46-41 edge, a 2-point gain over last month. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to issue an important decision Monday on abortion. At issue is whether state laws mandating increased medical protections for abortion patients actually pose an undue burden on abortion providers, unconstitutionally hindering women's ability to get abortions. The court will rule on a Texas law requiring abortion providers to have patient admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and to be equipped with costly equipment. Authorities in Somalia say a siege at a Mogadishu hotel has ended. A government minister says at least 20 people were killed in the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. China's state news agency says 35 passengers on a bus died Sunday when the vehicle smashed into a highway guardrail and burst into flames. The official Xinhua news agency says 20 people were injured in the incident in Hunan province. Police have detained the bus driver. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.